This lifestyle is a part of the culture we live in. There's no place for a crude or vile attitude toward those living in this sin. No place. There's no place for it in a pulpit. There's no place for it in the pew. There's no place for us to degrade a lifestyle. Every person on this planet, regardless of their sexual orientation, deserves respect and dignity.
And it has this guy, John Getch, okay, Independent Fundamental Baptist, and here's what he said. He said, every person on this earth deserves respect and dignity regardless of their sexual orientation. This is in a Baptist church, in the house of God. How could someone just not be afraid that God is not just going to strike them with a thunderbolt? How can anyone be that bold? I mean, do you not even believe God exists, John Getch? How in the hell can you stand up behind your pulpit as a man of God and not think God's going to strike you dead to stand up and talk about people's sexual orientation? You're wicked. How can you get behind the sacred desk? Have some respect for the house of God, for God's word, for God's pulpit. This book doesn't talk about a sexual orientation. It talks about sodomites, filthy dogs, vile, brood, beast, damnation, and hell. That's what it talks about, you. Well, how dare you call him a. Well, you know what? Because you know what? If he's not a, then why is he so soft and interested in defending? He's a loving idiot at best. He's a at worst.